Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. In the new year in Paris, just one of many places around the globe that have already welcomed in 2023. And in just a handful of hours, New York City will do the same.
In New York Friday, they tested the crystal ball ahead of the biggest party of them all in Times Square. It's back in full force for the first time since the start of the pandemic.
New York City, I'm hoping it's coming back and thriving after COVID.
In 2020, only essential workers were allowed in. Last year, the crowd was capped at just 15,000. But this year, there are no COVID restrictions. Police are ready for the return of enormous crowds.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn in New York. Preparations are underway for the funeral of retired Pope Benedict XVI. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
Because Benedict was not a sitting pope, what happens next is unprecedented in modern times. However, we do know that his body will lie in state here in St. Peter's Basilica starting on Monday. And on Thursday, his funeral will be presided over by Pope Francis.
Benedict was 95. He was the first pope to retire in 600 years. Barbara Walters has died. She's being remembered for her many interviews with major newsmakers and for being the first woman to co-anchor and then anchor a weeknight TV news program. CBS's Jamie Ukas looks at Walters' career.
Walters started in the early 1960s as writer and researcher on NBC's Today Show, but soon moved to a job in front of the cameras.
Thank you, Barbara Walters, for all that hard work.
In 1976, Walters left NBC for ABC, where she became the first woman to co-anchor a network evening news broadcast.
And I'm very pleased to be with you, Harry.
During her almost 40 years with ABC, she continued adding to her list of big interviews as a co-host of ABC's news magazine program.
Barbara Walters died yesterday at the age of 93. A powerful storm is dumping rain and even some snow in parts of California. Brian Hurley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We are looking for additional 2 to as much as 4 or more inches of rain, especially along the higher elevation. So you're talking about the Sierra.
Then the storm will be moving east. Former President Trump's tax returns have been released by a congressional committee. CBS's Scott McFarland spoke with a forensic accountant.
How is he in a position to pay so little some years, less than you and me, in income taxes?
It's a great question. Look, the tax code is extremely complicated. President Trump has utilized the tax code to his advantage.
This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Civic Media Radio Network across the state. Or be tuning in to WTV. Watch us tonight. Oh. With a band that I love. And without further ado, we're going to now hands together for the civil engineers.
One, two.
present. Build a higher wall. Moving on. And when fighting over time, I just give in and let second chance. And if it died, I'm rolling, how much would you miss? Baby, baby, would and how long would you kiss me if it died? Tomorrow, how much would you and if I die tomorrow, how much would you miss? Baby, 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 would you miss? If you're gonna things you told me in your desperation, tell them everything. that we did. In your desperate, I found the way that you broke my trust. Tell me, because I Let's see him fight me.
Thank you. With Spaceship TV folks, Max, Kay, Terry, love you. Nobody.
throw it in the trash.
Not supposed to say. We already told the guys in the interview. Tell you guys.
Seems dark. Old wound. The darkness. You were my light, then you were. This voice will haunt from the ground. mafia. It will never set free. Not on me, not on my love. Do you think about me when the moonlight hits your eye? When you said the sun shines for all me years, did you think the sun would ever die?
Hope you guys at home liked that new one. Here's a newer one. Still I'm walking. Thank you guys so much. Give it up for Linda and the Zeros coming up next, and Porky's Groove Machine. Great night here. It's a great night. Great way to spend your New Year's Eve, everybody. Thanks for having us. Thank you, guys. I love you. I think it's time we hear a little from my friend Kyle over here. I've been doing a lot of singing. Give me a break for a second. Vocals on that song, and I got Rebecca and Loretta over here on the horns. I love that joke, but it falls a lot harder in an empty studio. Hey, this is our last song. We've been the Civil Engineers. Thank you so much for having us on the spaceship.tv. It's pretty cool in here. What do you think of my outfit today? Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. We are local music. Wow. Give it up one
the
more time.
Civil Engineers.
That was amazing, Terry.
That was so good.
Unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
The sound quality coming out of the spaceship.tv is just amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to take over the universe with this.
I think we've already.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the spaceship.tv. Those of you listening on the spaceship.tv, Happy New Year's to you listening to us on the radio, the
Civic Media radio station network all across Wisconsin. Thank you. Wherever you're listening or watching, we are so thrilled to have you here with us. We said the weather is a little iffy, so why not just get comfy, sit on your lovely couch, and dial us up and enjoy this amazing live music we have, because we have a lot more to come.
We really do. We got a live music set coming up from Linda and the Zeros, of course, Porky's Groove Machine, Rocker will be back here at the broadcast table. We're going to go to a break right now on the radio. It's New Year's Eve, live on the Civic Media radio stations, live from the spaceship.tv. Get in the chat room, thespaceship.tv. We'll be back with more.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.